Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Syndicated News this evening. We will be joined by Agustin Ramos from the Tango Cafe Studio in Rochester, New York. We'll be talking about the very, very sensual and sexy tango dance.
Oh boy, isn't that sexy? Well, tonight we'll be talking to Agustin Ramos from the Tango Cafe Studio in Rochester, New York. I've visited their studio. It's quite beautiful. And their lessons are very, very serious. And to watch the tango, to watch a man and woman dance the tango, I have to say is the most sensuous, the most beautiful thing you possibly could come across. The movements, the history of it. We're going to be talking about this evening, how the tango began. Some people think that it was brought to Argentina by the Chinese merchants. Anyway, let's see what Agustin has to say. Good evening, Agustin.
Hi, Lucy. How are you doing?
Welcome to Syndicated News Radio.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here with you. And
I was able to visit your establishment. Oh, my gosh, it was so sexy, the movement, the dancing, the music, everything. Oh, it drove us nuts. It was just lovely.
Well, that's what tango will do for you. It's the most sensuous dance in the world, and, by the way, the most popular dance throughout the world. I believe it's either Iceland or Finland, one of them, is their national dance.
Yes, it's true. I worked in the Baltic, and everywhere I went, in Helsinki, in Oslo, and even Trondheim, there were tango bars everywhere. I was very impressed.
Right. Every major city in the United States now has tango, and whenever I travel, or any tango enthusiast, whenever we travel, first thing we do is we look in the internet to find out what night they're dancing tango and where.
Well, tell me, what about a person who's never danced the tango before? Can they learn how to tango, and how long will it take?
Well, to be honest with you, tango is a lifelong process. The more you learn, the more you want to learn. But you can learn within a month and a half or so. You can learn basic steps, like let's say you take a 6 weeks course once a week. There's a basic pattern that you learn to dance with, and then you spend the rest of your life improving that. And that's where the joy comes in. Anyone can dance the tango. If you can walk, you can dance the tango. Tango is basically walking and accentuating different steps. So it's not jumping up and down, et cetera, like you would in Lindy Hop or rock and roll or some of the salsa, for instance. Yes.
We were watching tango on television, and we thought it was rather fancy. Is the tango you teach like the fancy one on television, or is it something that a regular person can learn? Because we're not all acrobats and dancers. Can a regular person who has not had athletic training actually dance a regular tango?
Sure. Tango originally comes from Buenos Aires, and it was originated in the turn of the century. And it was basically a peasant dance. So poor folks were dancing tango. The dance and the song itself is sort of like the blues. So it's a feeling. What you see on television is totally different. You have to remember that for those 3 or 5 minutes that they're there, they have worked about 8 weeks of practicing nothing but those moves. Tango is different in the sense that you learn a basic pattern, and with that you can dance all of your life long. It's not about doing all those fancy moves. Those are shows, and some of those are tango shows. But the common folks like us, it's a very beautiful dance. It's a very beautiful dance. If we can walk, we can dance.
I went to the cafe in Rochester, New York, on a Sunday afternoon, and the room was beautiful, but the dancers were very, very slow, very methodical. And I saw that it wasn't acrobatic in nature. It was very, very simple. The look was very simple, but I saw that the steps, are they extremely complicated?
No, they're not. No, they're not. They're very, very simple steps, and what you do is sort of like music. You have, X amount of notes, and then you just keep combining them over and over and over again.
Did you say that tango is a sort of optical illusion? It looks more sophisticated than it actually is?
Yes, it is, because basically what you're watching is you're watching people expressing their feelings, and your vision cannot capture every movement and maintain it, and so you're not necessarily doing a pattern that a mind is used to watching. So that's part of the allure, as well as the body expression that makes it so connecting. The connection between the two dancers is what makes it so exciting. To watch.
I saw the performances that Sunday afternoon, and they were absolutely beautiful, but they were very calm in nature and just very, very beautiful. I was wondering, if I went to your cafe studio to take lessons, would I need a partner?
No, you don't need a partner. You'll be taught to dance with a partner. I will partner you with, but you will learn to dance as an individual, first of all, so that you'll learn how to either lead or follow. Tango requires one of the two. You either lead or you follow. It really does take two to tango. So you will be taught one of those.
Yeah. I guess that's where the expression comes from.
Right. But the other thing that's interesting, it's a 50-50 proposition. The lead is only 50% of the movement, and the follow is 50% of the movement. So I like to refer to it as two heads, 4 feet, and one heart.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah,
and I wanted to ask you, if I wanted to go dancing in Rochester, where would you recommend I go?
Well, there's two other places.
What's available?
On Wednesdays, there's a place called Midnight Tango that's on the internet. And there's another one called Dance Encounters, and they have a milonga on Sunday nights. And they're also on the internet. You can go there. But any city that
what
you
is your studio offering? What is Tango Cafe offering?
Yeah, we offer tango classes on Monday nights at 6:30 for beginners and 7:30 for intermediates. And then once a month we have a major dance or a milonga.
Now, where should they call, or should people go to the website and get all the information there?
Yes, they can, or they can call 585-475-0249.
All right, then. And the website for all of you interested in dancing, if you're near the Rochester area, the website is www.tangocafedance.com. That's www.tangocafedance.com. And if you want to reach Agustin directly to find out what other offerings he might know about that aren't on the website, his number is 585-475-0249. Now then, tell us, what is a milonga? We hear that word all the time. Tell the audience what a milonga is. Describe it.
All right. Well, think in terms of your own bringing up. When you were in high school, you went on Saturday night, you went to the local rock and roll hop or the local dance on Friday night. And milonga is basically that. What people do in the evenings, Friday nights, they get together and then they dance tango. So when you gather to dance tango, that's called a milonga. I guess the equivalent would be going to the hop.
I see.
Okay. Yeah. So, out west, the Saturday night barn dance. So
mm-hmm.
That's what a milonga is. It's a milonga is a place where people gather to dance tango. And when we refer to going to a milonga, that's what we're doing. And we talk to other people, is there a milonga there in Rochester tonight? That's what they mean. Is there a dance, tango dance? That's what the milonga means. And
it's become very, very popular, the tango has. Why do you suppose that is?
Well, the tango has always been popular.
But it's sweeping the nation now. Everywhere I go, I find a tango bar.
Right, and if you go to Japan, you'll find the same thing. If you go to England, you'll find the same thing. Simply because it's one of the few less social dances also where you're actually dancing with another human being in close contact. Very few other dances do that. The other thing that's happening is to the marvel of the internet and the political changes that have happened, tango was very popular in the 20s, 30s, and 40s, and it declined in the 50s because of the advent of the TV and the radio and a thing called rock and roll.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. And also the political climate in Argentina changed. So tango was disallowed in Argentina until the early 80s.
I'm well aware.
And so when it changed in the 80s, another thing happened too, called the Internet and PC. And people got on the Internet and started dancing tango again, and it was revived, basically, to the point where Buenos Aires right now is living on the tango and the tourism that tango brings in, which is quite interesting, their economic situation there. Any tango enthusiast eventually ends up going to the Mecca of Tango, which is Buenos Aires, to see 90-year-old couple still dancing tango, which is really, really lovely.
It is. It is just so beautiful to see something like that. And now, what are the benefits of dancing tango? If you're going to recommend it, what are the benefits?
Well, one of the benefits is it's a good social form of socializing. It works on your physical and neurological system so that your mind stays a lot sharper because you have to use all of your senses. And that wires your brain to think and be more alert. And so it's a brain exercise. And recently, a lot of the studies have been coming out recently. I guess there was one in England where it proves that dancing, specifically tango, is great for your memory and your health and your well-being. So that's one of the major benefits of it.
So it'll help my health. Can I use the Blue Cross and Blue Shield to pay for it?
I wish you could. Yeah. Well, maybe eventually they'll figure it out. Yeah. But
Agustin, when I started searching the internet, I came across the videos that you sent me, but I came across others that were absolutely beautiful.
Yes.
I found you dancing all over the place.
Right.
Tell us about some of the places you've traveled to dance the tango. Where have you been, other than Argentina and the U.S.?
Well, we would try to make it to our Buenos Aires at least once a year for our the Mecca trip, we call it. We were invited to participate in San Juan in Ponce, Puerto Rico, about 2 years ago. So, with the Carlos Gardel's birthday, and that was quite a nice trip. So, we do.
Tell the audience who Carlos Gardel is, because most of them won't know.
Carlos Gardel is the Elvis Presley of tango, who from the 1920s to 1935, just before he died, was the most popular singer in Latin America and in Europe. He's originally French, comes into Argentina, and learns how to sing the tango, and wrote and sang over 800 tangos in different songs. Very, very beloved person, very responsible for a lot of the ballads and tangos of the 40s and of the 20s and 30s. So popular that his plane crashed in 1935 in Colombia, and he had just left Puerto Rico, and some of the women there committed suicide. So, you know, when we think of the when we think in terms of the Beatles being popular and Tom Jones and Elvis Presley, they weren't really the first ones, you know. There was a Frank Sinatra and the Carlos Gardels before them, you know.
My gosh. And when you now your classes are how many days a week?
We teach on Mondays, 6:30 beginners, 7:30 intermediate, and then we also do private lessons, request for people for one person, two persons, or two couples.
Tell us the rate so that the audience will know how much it'll cost them to dance a tango in Rochester.
What we like to do is do a 6-week course, which would be $60 or $6 per class. I mean $10 per class. Or if you take individual classes, you know, you can come in any class you like. It's $12 per each class. And then on the private classes, they're $50 an hour. In addition to that, we do floor shows for dinners and different events. And
where have you performed in the Rochester area? Where have you performed?
Well, the last time we performed, it was for the Ibero-American Action League at the Hyatt, for about 500 people there.
Wow.
We're expecting to perform here for at Hochstein sometime in August. I'm not sure exactly. I can't tell you because we haven't signed the contract yet.
But when you do sign the contract, you will post it on your website, correct?
Yes, we will.
Don't forget, you can find any of these dates and times on the Tango Cafe Dance Studio website, which is www.tangocafedance.com. That's www.tangocafedance.com. TangoCafe.com.
Right.
TangoCafeDance.com.
Right.
Make sure you go and look up the new dances, when they're scheduling the milongas, and when they're going to do performance. I suppose when you're going to have a performance show, you're going to post that on your website as well, correct?
Right. And we have a big event coming up on
July. Which day is it?
This will be on July Friday. July 18th, we're having from Buenos Aires, Argentina, Agustina Bidella and her husband, Claudio Asprer. They're two professional dancers and teachers. So they will perform Friday night, July 18th.
Where will they perform?
They will perform at the Tango Cafe Dance Studio, 389 Gregory Street. And it'll start at 7:30 with a free lesson, and then the milonga will be from 8 to midnight. And they will perform twice that evening. They would also include a local tango trio will be playing live music. And hors d'oeuvres will be served, and the cost is $15 at the door. Very, very inexpensive for a great show and a great evening.
Considering you're getting a show of that caliber.
Yes, we're very fortunate to have them. They're coming out of Europe. They're doing their North American tour before they go to Argentina again. So we're very fortunate to have them. Then on Saturday, the 20th, the 19th, and Sunday, the 20th, they'll be teaching at the studio as well.
So they won't only come to perform, but then later in the week, they'll also be conducting classes.
Exactly. So, you know, you can contact me for the details. Email me if you like, or email the studio.
Again, to contact Agustin Ramos directly,
yeah.
585-475-0249.
That's correct. And I'll give you a breakdown on the classes. And they're also available for private classes. So, you know, this would be a great opportunity to see some real professional tango people who are, by the way, a little bit more exciting than the ones you see on TV. This is the real thing. They've done Broadway, and they specialize in show tango.
That's going to be a sight. Are you going to film it?
Yeah, we probably will, but we can't distribute it.
Oh, okay.
So,
can you carry it on your website? Can you do that?
We'll probably do web surfs on it, yes. Let me give you another website that is going to be our personal website, and it's in the process of being built. It's called Tango Ideal or TangoIdeal.net.
.net?
Mm-hmm.
TangoIdeal.net.
Right.
Yes, it's coming. It's not quite ready, but it's coming.
Right. So we're working on probably within the next month or so, they'll be totally up there. And this is probably the Tango Internet website for Rochester that will carry just about everything you want to know about tango in this area. So that's one of the...
And for those of you listening from Canada, from Toronto, who love to come to Rochester to dance tango, Tango Cafe Dance Studio is located at 389 Gregory Street. That's 389 Gregory Street, Rochester, New York. And the phone number to the actual dance studio is 585-271-4930.
Right.
Now tell us, where the history of tango, exactly. I heard that it was brought to the shores, by a Chinese merchant. Is that correct?
Yeah,
give us the details. Tell us the truth. Forget the myths. Clear up the myths.
Okay. Tango, the word tango is an African word, okay? And it means basically, supposedly, a gathering of people, a community gathering. And it comes in, the word tango comes in out of Africa with a lot of the slaves that were brought into Cuba and Central America and also Latin America. Tango originates from the dances that the Africans brought in. Eventually, when it goes into Buenos Aires, and Buenos Aires, the Europeans that come in, the two of them mix together. And we have a very melancholy, very sensuous, and blues-like dance called the tango. And originally, in the 1800s, 1860 or so, when it was first begin to take place, it was basically a dance for the poor people on the outskirts of Buenos Aires, basically the brothels. And at the turn of the century, the French took it over and brought it and ported it to France and made it the language. Interesting. It's similar to jazz in comparison. The fact that it keeps evolving, it has been out
My
there.
Word.
But it just keeps coming and coming you know, you can't just put it down. And the dance has been the same way, you know. It's been prohibited, it's been outlawed, and it just keeps showing up and more popular every day.
And it comes back again and again, yes.
Yeah.
Now, I've noticed now that the schools in Europe and in the United States are starting tango groups and tango classes in the physical education program.
That's correct. And many of the schools are looking at tango to start teaching it as a social form of, as a class in social etiquette and in social behavior, because it's one of the few, it's one of the few things that teaches you from early on to learn how to let go and participate with other people. You know, remember that it takes two to tango, so that you can't just go to the gym and jump around with a ball by yourself.
It, you know, certainly does. It certainly does.
So,
and I've noticed a lot of movies are using tango, either featuring the tango or they have tango as part of the set or the storyline. I saw a wonderful movie, I think it was The Assassin with Robert Duvall. It was absolutely stunning. Has that man actually gone to the point of dancing that well?
Yes, he has. He also married a co-star in the movie.
No!
He wrote and
You're
directed,
kidding!
Yeah, he wrote and directed that the movie there. And
yes.
His movie, he features some of the best dancers in Buenos Aires, Argentina. Well, one of the great things about the movie was that he features some of the great dancers that were older, that were very responsible for what we know today as the popularity of tango. He himself is very involved with tango. I saw that.
Very, very much so.
Well, yeah, and like all of us, he went, saw tango, and was captivated by it, and became obsessed, and lives under the lure of tango. So he will do a movie, and then he will take a break to do tango.
And he married the co-star.
Yes, yes.
I had no idea. Robert Duvall, you sly devil, you.
Right.
My gosh.
I understand he has a place outside of Washington in Virginia. It's an old barn, and he fixed the second floor just as a studio to dance tango.
Oh, my gosh. I had no idea. We're going to have to look into that.
Right. The National Geographic did an article with him, and also a lot of the Buenos Aires stars. So if you go to the National Geographic and look up tango, there's a great article on there with lots and lots of facts and great history of tango.
What physical condition do you have to be in to become a tango dancer?
Well, like I said, if you can walk, you can dance.
If you can walk, you can dance.
Right, exactly. It, you know, you can dance at your own level, you know. You could be very young and like a young person, just rush and do a lot of different things. Or you can enjoy just a nice, slow-moving ballet. So,
when did you begin dancing tango? When did you have an interest in tango? As a young child or as an adult?
No. I grew up listening to tango, especially the lyrics and the music to it. In my adult life, I finally went to see Forever Tango, and I was captivated by the whole thing. And I said, you know, I just have to learn how to do it, and decided to go and learn how to do it. And that was it. I mean, I couldn't stop doing it after that and learning.
How old were you when you saw that Forever Tango? How old were you?
Oh, no, this is about 15 years ago or so. So I was in what? Maybe my 50s.
A youngster. 50s. You were a youngster.
Exactly.
Now, is your entire family involved in tango dance? Do they all dance tango?
No. Well, it's just my wife and I. That's how we met. We met through tango, and then we got married, and she's also my partner. We dance and do shows together.
How lovely.
Yeah, and we also have several other people that put, you know, when we dance, we also have several people that we do shows with. So
I was on a cruise year and a half ago, and I was so disappointed that the tango dancers didn't dance anywhere as well. They had a couple performing, and the couple didn't perform anywhere as well as what I had seen at the Tango Cafe in Rochester. And I was hoping, are you guys going to do performances on cruise ships? Because we need you badly.
No, unfortunately not. Because that's a very long-time commitment. You know, we wish we could.
What a pity, because the performers that are trying to perform the tango right now on Carnival, I'll mention them by name. It was just it left you wanting. It was not what I saw at Tango Cafe Studio.
Right.
It was such excellence of movement and style, and the synchronization of the partners. It was just stunning, and I was so disappointed when I saw tango on the cruise ship. I was hoping that they would have professionals like I saw at Tango Cafe Studio in Rochester.
Well, I'm not exactly sure what the cruise ships do, but they hire just, you know, whoever is available to go on the cruise ship at times, so you never know.
Not always a dancer of your caliber. Not always
right.
a dancer that's
well-versed.
And also, another thing I noticed was that they weren't able to switch from one type of dance to the other. They basically danced the same thing again and again, and I was thinking, maybe they're just staff from the cruise ship. Years ago, I worked on a cruise ship myself, and I remember we used to have to pinch hit and step in to do somebody else's job, and I was thinking maybe that's what this is.
Right, yeah. Well, yeah, and they just get hired to do nothing but a tango show, and that's it.
I see.
I think
the audiences would love it if you and your wife would perform on cruise ships. I also saw in Battery Park, of all places, in New York City, in Battery Park,
right.
a group of young people in their 20s dancing the tango. They look like a dance troupe right on the sidewalk.
Right.
Yes, in New York City.
New York has a large tango community, and they have a telephone and I believe a website with information that tells you what time and where they're having tango dancing and who's on there. And the other good thing about New York City is that they also get a lot of good international stars, you know, professionals that are living
that come in to perform
and teach and live there and mm-hmm. actually go to the milongas and dance with just the common folks.
So if I go dancing in New York City, I could actually dance with a teacher and someone, a professional dancer, versus just my own partner, say,
right.
my friends who might go with me. I see. That's wonderful.
Yeah. So, and also, the other thing about the going to a milonga is not only dancing, but watching other people dance. That's part of the lure of dancing.
Watching people dance was just stunning. It was far more, you're right, it was as interesting as was dancing.
Yeah, because, you know, sometimes I will go to a milonga and when we go to dance and the music comes on, everybody has a tendency to want to get up and dance. The real true tango dancers usually just sit there and watch the floor move, see what's going on. And when the right tango comes in and moves you, then you get up and dance. But part of the lore is watching other people dance, see, you know, how they do it, and just watching them, you know. And you basically, you don't criticize or compare as much as you relate to it, you know. Because you might be listening to the song and watching them move to it, and it's fascinating to watch. Yeah, you know, just using simple steps and dancing to the music. And that's what's so fascinating.
Now, in Rochester, are there tango musicians, groups that are simply playing tango, like the quartets and the quintets
right.
that I saw in Argentina and in
right.
actually Uruguay?
There are some musicians that play tango, but there's only mm-hmm. probably there's only one.
Are there any groups?
Yeah, there's only a group. There's a group, and they'll be featured on July 18th at the Tango Cafe Studio.
They'll be there?
Right. Moshe Cholman, who plays the violin and accordion, and there'll be a guitar player. And
they have the bandoleon?
No, he'll play an accordion instead.
Ah.
Yeah. But he's
That's
very,
so romantic,
very good.
The sound of it.
Right. He's very good. I performed for with his live trio before, and it's just fascinating to listen to them. They really get into it, and it's kind of nice when the musicians and the dancers all feel the music. And so they'll be there on July 18th on Friday together with the dancers, Agustina and Claudio. But those are the only ones.
Go ahead.
Those are the only ones that I know of that actually play tango music to a level of where you can dance it locally. There might be others, but that I don't know about. But they're the ones that I know that can actually play the music that you can dance to.
Agustin, I also wanted to ask you, for the women, what type of shoe do you recommend? Because I noticed that some of the tango dancers were using regular high heel, you know, 3-inch heels, but then some were wearing professional dance shoes. What is recommended?
Well, if you're a woman dancer, you should have a shoe that covers your whole front of your foot, and it should have heels and a strap so it doesn't come off, because you're basically going to be leaning forward pretty much on your toes. So a high heel is recommended for that.
But not a sandal, not an open-toe shoe.
No, not an open-toe shoe. And women go crazy because some of the most elegant shoes in the world are the women's tango shoes. So, for the men, it should be also a closed shoe, small, with very little sole and very thin sole, so that it's a
very thin sole.
Hopefully leather in the front, so that you can pivot with.
And what about the woman? The heel. How high should the heel for tango dancing be? How high should you go?
Well, it's up to you. I mean, you know, if you can handle 3 or 4 inches heel, that's fine. But you know, it's really up to the woman.
Learning how to dance tango in a 4-inch heel is a trip to the emergency room, don't you think?
Well, yeah, it is. So, you know, go ahead and learn to do tango in a 2-inch heel so that you understand that. And then it's up to you.
Once they learn the dance well, then I think it would be a time to advance to a higher heel, but not at the beginning.
Right. But I think most women just fall in love with wearing these beautiful, fancy shoes. I know in Buenos Aires, every other store is women's lingerie, tango shoes, men's double-breasted suits, women's shoes, lingerie, women's shoes.
Women's shoes, regular shoes, or women's tango dancing shoes? Big difference. Which?
Women's shoes, and they all have a tendency to look like tango shoes.
Well, I'll be. Because
yeah, so.
I noticed that the dancers in the Broadway show Tango Argentino, their shoes were spectacular. They were bejeweled. Even the heels had stones on them. It was fascinating, and they were lit so that the shoes were gleaming. It was quite beautiful, quite beautiful.
Right, and those are our regular shoes for shows. But, you know, your common shoes should be, you know, for practicing should be, they should fit comfortable. And it doesn't have to be fancy. You know, basic black or brown is fine. Most of all, it must be comfortable. That's the main thing, because you're going to be dancing a lot. And you want to be able to go home and not have to soak feet every night.
So now your room, when I saw your cafe, your studio, it was rather large.
Right.
And your class was using, I would say, 25% of the entire room. Why didn't they use the entire floor?
Well, it's not necessary. You also have to remember that what you saw was an original ballroom for that building that was built in 1887.
I didn't know that was a ballroom?
Right. It's the original ballroom that was built
in
that building. If you look up on the second floor up, it still has the orchestra pit in there, and it's been renovated.
I didn't know that.
Right. So it was closed in the 50s, and it was recently renovated. And the whole building is just being renovated, and it's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Yeah. It is a very, very large ballroom. There's no question about that. You know.
I had no idea that it would be that large.
Yeah, so even if you have a big band in there or...
Are you going to be having bands?
No, not recently. We probably won't be having that because of the fire regulations, et cetera. The studio's not designed for that.
Oh, okay.
You know. But we are.
What's the how many students can you have at one time? How many dancers can you have in that room at one time?
Well, we can have a large crowd for the dance. For the classes, we like to limit the classes to no more than 20 people per class, so
mm-hmm.
that we can keep it teachable.
Welcome to Syndicated mm-hmm. News this evening. We will be joined
mm-hmm.
by Agustin Ramos.
So there's always plenty of room there. And what makes it so nice is that even though it looks very spacious, we try to make the atmosphere very social and close. So
mm-hmm.
you feel close to your friends and to the people that are dancing.
I'm so happy that you came to join us this evening. And I want to know again in the future, when you're going to have something lovely like this, I would like you to put it on your website and also send us an email.
I love to, and I'll keep you posted. And, for all of you people that are listening, feel free to contact me.
And remember, www.tangocafedance.com. Remember, tangocafedance.com. We've had an evening with Agustin Ramos of Tango Cafe in Rochester, New York. Thank you for visiting us.
Thank you, and it's my pleasure. We'll do it again soon.
Oh, we so look forward to it. Good night. That was Agustin Ramos from Tango Cafe Dance Studio in Rochester, New York. If you're in the Rochester area, you must go there. It's going to be a lovely place to dance. I've seen the room. It's gorgeous. TangoCafeDance.com. TangoCafeDance.com. This is Ruthie, your host, Syndicated News Radio. Thank you.